Today, the Hillsborough County Commission voted unanimously to spend $6 million to help lure a Massachusetts weapons and biotechnology company to open a research lab at the University of South Florida. Draper Laboratories is also considering starting a manufacturing facility in Pinellas County. Jean Gray, the director of Hillsborough County's Economic Development Department, told the commissioners that the Cambridge, Massachusetts-based company should receive $6 million from the county because Draper is considering opening a micromachine research lab at USF.
Has proposed expanding a $20 million nanotechnology and biomims research and development facility on the campus of the University of South Florida. The project would be done in partnership with Hillsborough County, the University of South Florida, as well as the state of Florida. Commissioners, this is a true regional economic development project involving Pinellas County as well as USF, with state match funding coming to the project, actually to both components of the project, the R&D facility at USF as well as the manufacturing facility to be located in Pinellas County if approved.
A total of $20 million would be given to Draper just for the Hillsborough USF portion of the project, Gray said. That does not include the cost USF has already paid for construction of the 20,000-square-foot building that Draper would occupy. The funds would be spent to purchase equipment for Draper and set up laboratories in that space, according to Gray.
Funding for the Hillsborough County USF component of the project is as follows. Hillsborough County, $6 million from the Capital Project Reserve Account for Economic Development Projects in the proposed FY09 budget. USF Research Foundation, $4 million. State of Florida Innovation Incentive Fund, match funding of $10 million.
The $20 million that would be given to Draper by the county, USF, and state would translate into high-tech jobs for at least 10 years, according to Gray.
The project will directly generate at least 100 jobs with an average wage exceeding $75,000. Draper is expected to generate $150 million to $300 million increase in research grants in Hillsborough County, which leverages USF's research capacities in nanotechnology. Our economic impact modeling projects that 111 to 171 171 additional or indirect jobs will be generated as a result of this project. Estimated overall cumulative economic impact ranges from $204 million to $337 million within 5 years of ramp up.
According to its website, as part of its research and manufacturing, Draper manufactures surveillance systems, Navy and Air Force strategic missile guidance capabilities, and critical needs of tactical forces in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps. Gray said that there are still additional hurdles that have to be cleared before Draper decides whether to open a lab at USF.
Additional contract approvals are required by Pinellas County and the Governor's Office prior to a final decision and announcement by the company.
Recent controversy has erupted in similar situations in Pinellas County because of government subsidies for private companies such as Jabil Circuit and Nielsen Company. Amy Schwenker is the External Communications Manager at Draper Laboratories.
Right now, Draper is looking at several locations and a number of states as possible sites for us to expand outside of our current location in Massachusetts. And, we think that the Tampa Bay area has the potential to be a really nice fit, but right now we're just pursuing it as one of several options, and talks are underway, obviously, with some officials in Florida, but that's as far as things are at this time.
Draper's predecessor was the Instrumentation Laboratory of MIT. But in 1970, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology divested itself of Draper because of protests from faculty, students, and members of the anti-war community of Draper's role in the U.S. war against Vietnam. Draper moved off campus in 1973. USF's president, Judy Genshaf, told the commissioners her university is excited to partner with Draper.
It comes together with all that we do in terms of our drug development and neuro work, all that we do. So we're very excited about it. I know the company is pleased with it. The head of the whole project called and said, I think things are about to pop.
USF refused further comment on the project. The county's $6 million would be held by the USF Research Foundation, which would use it and the additional public money for Draper's lab space. Before he voted to approve the $6 million for Draper, Hillsborough Commissioner Mark Sharp praised the company.
This by itself is an enormous achievement for Hillsborough County and for the University of South Florida. Draper Laboratories, for those of you who know the history of Draper, I mean, this is the MIT, they were the MIT Innovation Laboratory They've been very involved and instrumental in developing navigation systems, inertial navigation systems. They were involved in the Apollo program, the Polaris program.
After the seven commissioners voted unanimously to give Draper the $6 million, USF's President Genschaft did not contain her enthusiasm.
Motion carried 7-0.
Thank you, Dr. Fincher.
You can learn more about Draper Laboratories at draper.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canan.